Ibrahim Mustafa is a highly sought-after figure in the world of public speaking, with over 30 books and years of experience as a coach, keynote speaker, and author. He has established a reputation for delivering dynamic and engaging presentations. This, combined with his work with prestigious organizations such as Astana Expo, World Economic Forum, and Google, has earned him a place among the most respected names in the industry. However, Ibrahim's impact extends far beyond the world of public speaking. He is also a philanthropist at heart, actively supporting numerous charitable projects and working tirelessly to make a positive impact in the world. Whether you're looking for an inspiring keynote speaker, a skilled public speaking coach, or an expert in the field, Ibrahim Mustafa is the perfect choice. Don't miss the opportunity to book him for your next event and discover the difference for yourself. With his expertise and passion for public speaking, Ibrahim is sure to make a lasting impact on your audience and make you a great speaker. Welcome to the I Am Talkcast. My name is Ibrahim Mustafa, and today I'm going to surprise you with a guest. He's a global speaker. He's doing great initiatives, and he believes in youth development. And he's a good friend, and he has a lot of initiatives and a lot of opportunities that he will be sharing, and a lot of powerful gems that he'll be sharing with you. He is a great personality, and he is the founder of the City Initiative. He's done a lot in terms of youth development, and he focuses on leadership, public speaking, and creating opportunities for young people. With a rousing round of applause, let's welcome on stage Mr. Shivansh Ahuja. Welcome, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ibrahim, for that lovely introduction. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Thank you very much. So I mentioned a little about who you are. Maybe can you tell the audience who you are? And we'll start from there.
Sure. Thank you so much. So, namaste, everybody. This is the way we greet in India. That is, we give our respect to you. So, the term is called namaste. That's a Sanskrit term. So, namaste, everyone. I am Shivansh Ahuja, the founder and CEO of a national upskilling organization called City One Initiative, where we upskill youth ranging from grade 3 or form 3 and above in the areas of public speaking, leadership, personality development through our various initiatives, which includes but are not limited to Children's Parliament, Model United Nations training activities, leadership camps and summits, along with the public speaking courses that we provide them. And our sole aim is that any student who comes to us should feel more confident, should feel more liberal from its own self, and they should walk out as somebody who's more independent and can source themselves fully. So that is our purpose. And presently, we have already impacted over 35,000 students. And we already operate in 40 plus schools and colleges across the globe. Some of them include the University of Nottingham, Christ University, Bengaluru, Genesis Global School, Noida. And one of the major organizations is CRY India, that is Child Rights and You, India's top NGO for child rights, which where we also empowered victims of child marriage last year. So this is a bit about the City One.
Wow, great impact there and great outreach. So you've done a lot of things in terms of youth development, creating opportunities and all that stuff. Here, I just want you to see, so you can see him delivering impactful messages, creating opportunities and stuff. Can you talk a little about the award you won? And you won a big award, and maybe you highlight on that one, then we take it from there.
Sure. So this year, I had won the Yod Nottingham Alumni Award amongst 30,000 other alumnus of the University of Nottingham that's located in the United Kingdom. So I got it for my work with the City One Initiative, where I upskilled the youth and help them find the right way around their leadership skills. A good example is, even when we go to schools and colleges, we have a dedicated teacher or professor for subjects like mathematics and science, but we don't have a teacher or any assistance for something that is called public speaking or leadership skills. So in that regard, I had started to work back in 2016 through my early college days. And then I had covered or completed it full time as a profession in 2021. So for my work in the arena of upskilling the youth, I had got this award at the British Council, Delhi. And the person who's giving me the award is the esteemed Dean of the Nottingham University Business School, Mr. David Park. So wow. He had given me this award in the presence of the audience and my entire family. So this bit around it.
Great. So you've just heard from the man himself, and he's won the prestigious award. Among over 100 alumni, he was selected in that. You've done this. Can you highlight some of the things that maybe you see that young people that you pick to go through your trainings? What is it that you see in them and you feel like, wow, this person can do it? What is the feeling or what do you see? Because sometimes they come to you, they are scared to speak. They don't even know how to express themselves, but you put them through one or two things and you feel like, wow, and they start surprising you. The question then is, what do you think is causing this? That people are mentally, whatever, physically scared to speak in public?
Right. So I think on top, obviously we know the term. The term is called glossophobia, which is a Greek term. So glosso means tongue, phobia means fear. And as we are aware, about 75% of people on earth face this fear. So that's about 3 out of 4 people. Now coming to the part, why do I think people face this fear? I would categorize it in 3 major steps. The first one is obviously the judgmental attitude of other people towards us. So even as a human, when we are walking on the road, when we are talking to other people, even when, say, for example, when me and Mr. Abraham are releasing this podcast, there might be some people who would be supporting us, but some people who will not be supporting us, they'll be judging us that if this is good, this is not so good. This can be improved. So A is the judgmental attitude of other people towards us that makes us more conscious or scared to do anything in life. That's the first thing. What I feel limits our own beliefs. Second thing is, ideally, if there is any past incident that was associated, say, for example, I went to the stage and people started laughing at me when I was, say, in grade 5th. Now I would feel really underconfident. And most of us have faced it at some or the other point of time that we went on stage. Our friends started laughing at us that, oh, he's adding fillers, he's hesitating, he's fumbling, he's quite trembled to see the audience. That causes a lot of underconfidence in children for years and years that develops into a trauma or anxiety, and that increases. So that is the second reason. And third reason, which I feel is very, very important around the students, not, or maybe any youth not able to come out in open, is lack of idea. So they have the drill, they know the words, but lack of execution or lack of opportunities is something that the students face across the globe. So to summarize, first was judgmental attitude, right? Second was around, you can say, the lack of opportunities that the students or the people face across the globe, be it online or offline opportunities. And the third one that I very, very strongly feel is, are people who try to maybe demotivate us at some point of time. So that demotivation comes.
Wow, great. What inspired you to go into this path?
So very simply, as I just also shared, I would like to elaborate on that. When I saw that there were some students who were not at grade level, so this happened, this goes back into 2017, that was 6 years back from today. What happened was, I was working with Teach for India as a fellow. So that's one of the best fellowship programs in India. I found that the children who were in grade 5, they were not actually in grade 5 mentally. Their mindset was from grade 1 or maybe even younger than that. They couldn't read basic alphabets. They couldn't converse in basic alphabets or basic sentences. So that was the first thing that came up to me. That was the grade level gap, which was coming because we were using very old age methods to teach them. Instead, we could have used the Gen Z way. We could have added a few memes. We could have added a few playable activities. We could have gone maybe a bit to their level and experienced the things with them. So that was first thing, the grade level gap that came into picture. Second thing is, obviously, no professional support was provided to me when I was in my school years or even in my college years to enhance my leadership, critical thinking or public speaking skills. Obviously, we know that there is an English teacher, but English is a language and public speaking is a skill. So a lot of people get confused in both of them. So that was another reason that a professional development support for 21st century skills was the next reason that brought me to start my organization, the City One Initiative.
Great. The City One Initiative. So on stage, you are going to see great strides. There are more to this, but there's the City One Initiative and doing great things, making sure that they put smiles on the faces of people and giving them hope and inspiration. This is the I Am Talkcast, where you get the opportunity to learn, to be inspired, to learn from the best in the industry. And I believe that I'm going to give you people who have the best experiences to give you and to share with you, to let you know that you can do what you want to do. If you believe, if you commit, if you do what you are supposed to do to make that possible. You can stream this live on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Facebook. And also you get opportunities to listen to this on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and all the podcast platforms that we have. This will also be live on the IM Radio, and which is IM Radio, my radio station online. So keep watching, keep listening. And if you have some one or two tips, you can also share them for us to move on. So let's come back to the originator of City One Initiative. There are people in life who are stuck. And there are young people that maybe you've seen, you've mentored along a lot of young people, whether they are in business, whether they are talented, but they feel like they are stuck. What advice do you have for people who are stuck and for them to come out of that?
Okay, that's a great question. So I would first like to quote something that my father always says, because he is a very liberal father. He has given me a lot of opportunities to experiment. So first is to the young part of the lot, that is the college students. I would like to give them the first advice. So I would quote it as it is. My dear son, till you don't know what you want to do in life, do something that really interests you. Do something that you really love, even if it is one thing or multiple things. Keep experimenting. Because if you are perseverant at it, if you keep doing it again and again, then obviously, be it clarity, money, or in terms of, you can say, conviction, they would automatically flow in. So this means that if we are perseverant towards anything, if we are doing something again and again, then obviously we will hit the right path, even if it is four different things that we are experimenting. For example, if I am somebody who is confused about the right career to choose or about the right path to go with, so I can delve myself into different internships or different voluntary roles, be it in, say, marketing field, logistics field, supply operations, or even if it is the upskilling field. And then I can put myself into, say, if I have 1 year with me, I can divide it into four parts, say 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, and 3 months, try to experiment different fields and get the right sort of clarity with what I really want. And this wouldn't develop in a day. Like to my audience, I can already tell, be it even me as a person or Mr. Ibrahim also, we both have done a lot of efforts to check what works with us and what doesn't. Obviously, it's a hit and try with the perseverance that comes in. So that is the first part that comes into picture. Next step is obviously what I do. I do a lot of deep breathing and meditation. So in meditation, there is a 4-4-6 breathing technique. That is, for 4 seconds, you inhale, for 4 seconds, you hold, and for 6 seconds, you release your breath continuously. And while you are doing this, you have to be really, really conscious about your breath. Because even the thoughts that we get in a day, most of them are negative. Like we get about 60 to 70,000 thoughts in a day. More than 50% of them are negative by nature. So in order to get more positive, that deep breathing will help you. Plus, along with that, there are different meditation techniques that you can learn. There is pranayam. Then obviously, there is different yoga asanas that you can do. Plus, obviously, if I have to tell you the top three things coming to square one, that would be obviously A, to have a disciplined activity. That could be reading in first place, or that could be maybe penning down your thoughts in a journal. So reading and journaling is one. Second is meditating. That will help you to be more channelized. And third is, do not be afraid of risk-taking and experimentation. Because even the startups that we see, the unicorns, the billion-dollar startups and businesses, that were all once something that was laughed upon, something that was quite crazy. So that is my advice to all those who are confused in order to become more channelized.
Right. A lot of powerful gems out there. And believe you me, this is someone who knows what he's doing. And in my interviews, we don't have questions out. Like, so if he can give you this on a podcast, why don't you bring the City One initiative to your school? Invite them to do trainings for you. And they are quite represented across the globe. So invite City One initiative and partner with them to do one or two trainings for your school, for your institution, for sometimes even individuals. If you believe that you are stuck, if you believe that you need to speak, if you believe that your team deserve that corporate communication, your school want to go for debates. And above all, it's not all about debates, but once you teach or train or equip people with public speaking skills or how to communicate or how to lead, they will start doing great things. And that's why you need City One initiative to bring them on so that you can partner and do more. This program, we have one sponsor, one partner who is doing well, and that is Magas Homes. So if you are here, just go check out Magas Homes. So you can see it on your screen, Magas Homes. So they build into construction, design construction of modern homes and apartments. So you can see their work, and you can reach out to them and work with them. So Magas Homes is your place to go to if you want that construction done, if you want that modern home, if you want that elegant home, if you want to create that rapport to touch your feelings in terms of your dream home. Magas Homes is it. So now we have City One Initiative. Get in touch with City One Initiative so that you can do more. Today we are speaking to Shivansh, and he is from China. He's won awards. He's created opportunities for young people, and he is here to let you know that it's possible. So my good friend, the other question I want to ask is that, and that this is personal. Growing up, we know, like, you've seen a lot of challenges. You've gone through a lot of challenges. You've gone through a lot of tough times. You've gone through, like, some weird things that maybe if someone should go through them, most of the times they will give up, they'll lose hope, and they will not even do what they are supposed to do. But you have climbed up. I know you are still going somewhere. You're not where you want to be yet, but you are somewhere now, which demands or which deserves what that kind of like congratulation or even deserve that appreciation. Can you share with us one or two things coming up in your life that you feel like, wow, this was too much, and what caused you to turn around?
Right. So as rightly highlighted by you, there were a lot of challenges, even in, say, for example, to give a gist, when I just started, a lot of people asked me, is that even a part of a job, or will that obviously lead to income? Because a lot of people who come, they think doing a job is the most secure outcome. Yeah. Obviously, for most of the people in the world, doing a job is a great option. I'm not saying it is not. It is definitely a great option. But then comes the next lot of people who also appreciate it, who said that, yes, it can be a great business model. It can be also a great way to inspire other people along with earning the desired revenue you want to do. Now, coming to this part where I felt that I had come near to the full circle, because I still feel that there is a lot to be achieved, and I'm doing it with the help of my team, with the help of my dear friends like Mr. Abraham is here. So first part is obviously last year when we did Bal Panchayat. So Bal Panchayat, to translate for the audience who are not from the Indian background, it's the children's parliament. And we executed it with about 60 victims of child marriage who were empowered by volunteers whom we had remotely recruited. So we not only told them about some basic legalities or some basic public speaking skills, We also ask them to do some presentations, such as there is a stage play, which we call in India Nukkar Natak. Along with that, there were some paper presentations being done, some poems being presented in front of the legal authorities. So that time when those victims, along with the other children who were underprivileged, when they came together and expressed their voice, expressed their opinions, that time I really felt, along with my volunteers and team, that the process to make a change had already started. So that was kind of a mini achievement that I felt in my heart that, yes, I am going in the right direction and this has to be grown and get amplified. And that was one. Second thing that I really remember that crossed after a lot of challenges was, I don't think it has happened ever in the world or must have happened, but not at a great scale. That was making parents and teachers sit in a model UN committee and asking them to debate. Because obviously a lot of parents have great knowledge. They are very good with general affairs. But when it comes to parents sitting in a model United Nations committee, that is very unusual. Or I guess in the case of audience also, not everybody must have seen. So this year, in collaboration with a school in Noida, we did a special committee that was G20 for parents and teachers, where parents and teachers debated about the need of moral education into the school curriculum. And I'm glad to share that the committee was quite successful. Parents loved the execution. The teachers loved the way the rules of procedures were formulated. And in the times to come, we plan to execute more committees like this, which are a clear instance of innovation, obviously with a desired feedback. So these two areas, I feel, despite coming challenges, were the mini achievements that I could do.
Wow. Great and good insights. And we have Shivansh here, City One Initiative. Can you maybe tell us how to get in touch with City One Initiative and how people can partner with you in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Canada, in US, or any part of the world, how they can get in touch or move on?
Sure. So we have a website that goes by cityoneinitiative.com. Or I would request the lovely audience or anybody who wishes to partner with us to just go to Google and type City One Initiative. You will get our website. That would be the first link on top. So please feel free to go there. There we have a contact us section. You can go and register your details there along with your query or any partnership area. We would be happy to get back to you within the next 24 hours. And alternative is obviously that you can scroll through our social media handles, which again go by the name City One Initiative, or you can drop us a mail at cityoneinitiative@gmail.com with your subject line being specific to the partnership you would want to get us within. It could be a public speaking camp you're looking for with us. It could be a LinkedIn development camp. It could be a personality development or a critical thinking workshop you're planning to do with us online or offline. Because frankly, I haven't visited Africa and I believe that's a super lovely continent to visit. So even if it is an offline opportunity, I would love to empower the youth there. I would love to interact with them. And rather than imparting my knowledge, I would love to learn with them, because I am a person of that strategy that I love when people work with me, not for me. And we learn all together from each other. So that is the way.
Great. So get in touch with City One Initiative and you get opportunity to work with them. Bring them to your conference. Bring them to your school. Bring them together. And you can do great things. So on your screen, you should have City One Initiative, your website. And a great website. You can see the training programs. If you want to learn about a speaker, what's the name? Speak Olobi.
So that's the name for our public speaking and leadership camps, which means speak across the globe.
Great. And Academic Clubs and Societies, Model UN Projects, all this, you can reach out to them and you do more. So you can also just place a chat and it's done. You communicate with them, learn about them, conferences. And that is the City One Initiative. So just type on Google City One Initiative and you get to see the City One Initiative website. When you type on Google, you get to see that and you get to communicate and do more. I believe in you and I believe that you can do more. So get in touch with City One Initiative and you get the opportunity to work with them. Now, I always love to ask this question. What's the best advice? And by the way, what you shared about what your father told you or keeps telling you is what was inspirational. But what is the best advice you've ever had?
The best advice I've ever had is again something related to perseverance and curiosity that I would like to share. So first I would like to start by saying that we don't know, like for example, if there is a river in front of us, we don't know if the temperature of the river will be cold or hot till we have not gone and touched the water of the river. It cannot be done by anybody else's experiences. So the best advice that I've got is a little bit funny as well, which is that stay crazy, stay funny, and stay curious, along with a season of perseverance. That is, you have to be perseverant. You have to be crazy enough to implement those ideas. And obviously, you should see what outcome it is having. You should obviously see what is the result that your work will get. But at the same time, don't be afraid to do something what people believe that you cannot do. Wow. So that is my idea around the advice for it, be it in terms of, you can say, time that it might take. Like we all know Colonel Sanders, who was the owner of KFC. He got success after his middle age of life, that was towards the end, right? So we all know that. Whereas in India, a great example of somebody getting success very early are the founders of Zepto startup, which is already one of the youngest unicorns in the country. So we have different age groups, different people, but we don't know when will we hit the right chord, when will we get the desired investors, sponsors for our thing that we are doing. So the only idea or advice that I have got and I can impart to others is to be a bit focused in whatever you want to do, but keep on experimenting, keep on exploring channels, keep pivoting, because you don't know when will you hit the right chord.
Great. You do meditation, meditate. What is the power of gratitude to you? Gratitude? Can you talk a little about gratitude and how that has helped to shape you so that people who are listening can also know that, yes, gratitude can help them in their careers?
Right. So gratitude, I would say a lot of people think gratitude starts on a long term when somebody does something for us. But I think we should be thankful and we should express our gratitude every day as well. So, for example, if we are able to get up every day in the morning without any ailment, with both our hands, both our legs, smile on the face, everything working, that is gratitude towards God. Similarly, if we have gratitude towards our work, we can express, we can say thank you to our lovely employees every single day when we have meetings with them. Even when I talk to other clients, I always say thank you, because saying thank you is always very polite and expresses gratitude that you have for them. Along with that, in terms of gratitude, I would always like to say that being thankful is a gesture. But when you feel that thank you that you are saying to others with a smile on the face, with a positive mindset in your mind, not only through your words, but also in your mind, that is when that gratitude comes from the bottom of your heart. So, for example, I'm quite thankful to Mr. Ibrahim Mustafa that he invited me to his lovely podcast to interact with the beautiful audience. That is my gratitude towards you. So that is what is gratitude towards me, be it in terms of the spiritual energies that I want to channelize or the people that I meet.
Yeah. Great. Power. The power of gratitude. Little things, I appreciate them, and also always show gratitude to who, whatever power that you receive from anybody. How do you approach failure and don't let it be a setback to you? So before started one or two things, and I cannot tell you the number of things I've started which didn't go all well, from failure to failure. Feel like there's this contract you need to get, and you work hard. You feel like, if I get this contract, if I get this school, if I get this speaking opportunity, I'm going to be like, great. Then all will crumble. You have to start again. So the question there is, how do you approach failure as a learning opportunity rather than a setback?
Great. So the expression that you had on your face, Ibrahim, I must tell you, I have been through that. And I'm pretty sure you have also seen it at some or other point of time. So I remember this vividly. First, I would like to give an example. So this happened back in 2021 when I left my job. I had a well-paying job and obviously shifting from a job to something that is not so stable, even if it is a venture or a startup, that's quite difficult. So initially when we approached hundreds of schools, institutions to get opportunities in them, and to be it in terms of a leadership camp, public speaking workshop. And obviously not everywhere we got a positive response. Even wherever we got the positive response, due to some or the other reason, we felt that the deals were not getting consolidated. The deals were not getting finalized. Obviously, for anybody, it would be quite frustrating that you are developing customized proposals. You are every day entering meetings for about 8 to 9 hours across the day. You're having your scrum meetings of the company. Still, that's not getting materialized. So obviously, it felt frustrating in the initial part. But later on, what I felt was that the process is something that we should enjoy, because failure is nothing but an event. It's not a person. That is what I should say. So a great example of this is that the schools that I approached in 2021, that is 2 years back, they took work from us this year in 2023. And how did that happen? I'll tell you. So I used to put a lot of statuses on Instagram, WhatsApp, and I used to send them reminder mails or maybe a newsletter every month. So what it did was, those teachers or those school owners had me in their mind that Shivansh is so-and-so, he does City One initiative, which helps the youth with upskilling. In 2021, that idea didn't click them due to some reason. They didn't approve of it. But in 2022, they themselves approached me that we would like you to conduct an XYZ customized workshop with this need that we have. And that is how, even after 2 years, we were able to penetrate in that school. That is one example. And I would like to quickly also mention a story that is by a very famous Indian actor, Anupam Kher, who had failed in his 10th grade. Still, obviously, their school had a tradition that from 10th, they used to get graduated to the 11th grade, even before the results came. Imagine the funny part. So his father came. So his father just came. He took him and he was an 11th grade boy enjoying in his class in Shimla. That's a hill station well known in India. His father took him in the middle of the school to his favorite cafe. His father treated him with his favorite pastry, with the favorite drinks that he wanted to have there. And he was quite surprised. What is the treat for? Why am I being treated like this? So his father told him that, my dear son, you have failed in your 10th grade. But then he said, why did I get this treat if I failed in my 10th grade? So his father said, because I want to teach you that failure is also meant to be celebrated, because it's an event, not a person. And still, the best thing about you is you that will remain. And after that, he went on doing 500 plus movies. He's an internationally recognized actor and somebody who really inspires me. Like, after my father and my family, somebody who inspires me is him. So that is why I felt to share this story very quickly.
Wow. Wow. That's great. That's great. And I also love this. It says that failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. So you should know that, yes, failure is also part of success. And it's quite interesting with what we do in terms of speaking, in terms of sending proposals to schools, to organizations and stuff. The fear, sometimes, maybe you may also share your experience about that. Sometimes you feel like you want to send a proposal, you want to send a letter to a school, but you feel like, what if I send it and they don't get back? What if I do this, if I send that proposal and they get back to me with all these excuses? And most people don't take that button to send and say, press send, or to reach out to the school to send that proposal because they feel like it's too big, they may not be able to afford and stuff. Maybe your experience, what has kept you going? That you've done a lot of schools, and with sometimes some schools naturally have some barriers, bureaucracies, but you break through them and you keep going.
Right. So first is obviously the power of manifestation and affirmation. I'm not sure if a lot of the audience would agree to it, but I feel manifestation and affirming myself every day when I get up in the morning that I can do this. I'm very positive. my firm is big enough to handle any project that comes to us. And we'll not treat it as an obstacle, we'll treat it as an opportunity. Be it even the best school in the world, or be it even a small project of 2 days. I treat everything on the same panel and with the same approach. That is one, manifestation and affirmation. Second thing, obviously, I have faced the fear when I saw school has a great infrastructure. We just started. Will we be able to cater to that big audience? But then something that kept me going was my decision-making power. Because once I entered into this, like it said that once you have jumped into the well, you don't have any other option but to swim and come back up. So that is the very same example that I would like to, or very same narration that I would like to give here, that I've been always very prompt with my decision-making power. And even if I have felt that the decision I've taken might not be the best possible decision, I still go with it, believing that I didn't waste time. Because if you don't take a decision, you end up wasting time. There is a lot of time that you waste, which is the most expensive thing in the world. It's not money. It's time that you can give to others. So that is what I developed. A is manifestation and affirmation. B, strong sense of decision making and persuasion for people that has kept me going and going towards my initiative.
Wow, powerful gems. How do you stay focused on long-term goals? Like, see this long-term and like you focus on that and you keep on moving?
Right. So that's a great question. Focus is frankly something that I'm still trying to achieve. And concentration and focus, because even when as kids, it was a very famous TED talk by Dandapani also, which is a well-known saint, that as children, we have always been told to concentrate, not taught to concentrate. Nobody told us the way to concentrate. They just told us, concentrate. Why are you not studying? So yes, I've tried to stay myself in the focus arena, obviously with the help of meditation and other exercises that I keep on doing. Plus, if there is something that drives you towards your passion, like for me, public speaking is secondary. But helping others, working with children, empowering children, that is the first feel that I get. So that kind of steroid-like energy that I get when I see students around me who are eager to listen to me, talk to me, share their experiences. So that is something that has like kept me going in terms of my learning and experiences with the students as well. And obviously, the next part that comes, obviously, that I have to keep on going is the mindset. So I have to keep myself towards a stringent mindset at times, that if I'm handling one project at a time, obviously there are multiple going, but if I've devoted 2 hours of my day for this project and I've written on my whiteboard, on my notepad with a clear red pen, then this is it. So I will be there for the next 2 hours with this project. Then I'll go to the next one and then on the next one. Because your mind does the context switching, but you have to be focused there for that duration. So that is the way in which I keep my mind quite focused. Obviously, penning down in the diary, setting multiple reminders, having a whiteboard. I've seen if I have a whiteboard near me, I keep noting down things on it. It's quite handy, helps. Any day it helps, hands down. And along with that, obviously, if you would want to keep everything on the mails rather than WhatsApp, that would keep it quite professional. So I think that those are some ways to be quite focused.
This is a full masterclass for you. If you want to go into the speaking business, if you want to go into the coaching business, these are powerful strategies that you can use to be able to get in and get a breakthrough. Be consistent, show up, learn to be focused, and know that you'll not get everything right. You're not going to be perfect from the beginning. And there's nothing like perfection, but you keep on moving, crossing, taking a bridge, one bridge after the other, crossing and creating opportunities. This is the I Am Talkcast. And here we bring you absolute motivation, 360 motivation, to let you know that you can do what you want to do. If it is aligned to your purpose and if it creates opportunities for you, the world is a stage. Then you should take that stage. Stream this live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and all the platforms that you can get your daily podcast from. And especially also check on I Am Radio. Just type on your Google platform, I Am Radio, and you will get to see and also listen to this on the I Am Radio platform. My name is Ibrahim Mustafa, and I'm a host for today. We have Shvansh, City One Initiative. So maybe quickly tell us how we can, we know how to get in touch with City One, but can you tell us, tell the audience where they can get in touch with you and
Sure. So the audience can go onto our website, which is cityoneinitiative.com, or Google our name, that is City One Initiative. There they can scroll in through different pages, see our projects and conferences. And there is a separate section that says contact us, where you can list your query. And there you will also get our mail ID and contact number that you can go ahead and maybe drop us a WhatsApp, say a hi, or maybe drop us a mail at cityoneinitiative@gmail.com. So all these details you will get on our contact us section, and you can reach out to us for any public speaking or leadership camps, workshops, be it virtual or offline. And as well as you can hire us for your model UN training that you're willing to have in your school or your university.
Great, great. Thomas A. Edison says, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that wouldn't work. So if you are listening to this, get different ways to make sure that your dream come through. And you can also get coaching, because some people have already gotten to where you want to get to. To cut that short, you get training, you get coaching, and that's why you need City One Initiative. We get into the apex of this program, and this is where the absolute motivation comes in. So there's this question I asked all the guests that come in. The question is there hope? Do you see hope? And do you believe in hope?
Yes. Hope is something that has kept me alive. Hope is something that is everywhere. In the people who are living even in Palestine right now, hope is something that has kept them alive. That is why if you see in Security Council, a ceasefire resolution was recently passed. Even the people who are not in conflict zones, that was an example of conflict zones. So people who are not in conflict zones, they also have hope of growth, hope of prospering from where they are. Similarly, talking about me as a person and my team, we are very hopeful that we will accelerate and break all the records that we had kept for this year. And that can happen through sheer manifestation and optimistic attitude. Because coming from a background where I have seen and experimented different kinds of internships and activities, I feel that the word hope, H-O-P-E, this four-letter word is very powerful if you believe in it every single day and if you work towards it. Because the word itself is not powerful, but the efforts people do, that is very, very powerful. A quick example is that, for example, if there is a bunch, you can say a bunch of any animal, say, let's take rats. You see some rats who are obviously drowning. Out of the 10 rats, you save 3 rats, right? After 10 minutes of them trying to very hard, swim very hard, you save those 3 rats, dry them, and try to put them again in water. So they would obviously swim at least 3 to 4 times more for more number of hours than the actual time, because they will have the hope that again, as it happened in the first time, somebody will come to save them. So that is the value of hope, that it improves your struggle, it improves your perseverance, and it improves your execution. So yes, I definitely believe in hope.
He believes in hope, and I believe in hope. And at this point, I want you to manifest. What will Shivansh, what will the City One Initiative, what are the great things that you intend to do? And you put that to the universe and let's see, what are some of the things we should expect you to do in the next 10 years?
Right. So I am manifesting. Obviously, if it's 35,000 students, we plan to cross 5 lakh students in the next, at least not 5, but 3 years. Along with that, we plan to reach the boundaries of accessibility in terms of some schools which are there in tier 3 and tier 4 cities of India. So we plan to reach there, not only in terms of revenue generation, but also in terms of creating the social impact. And the third most important thing is pivoting to curriculum development of schools because we still feel there is a gap in the schools in terms of what they already have in their academics, that is science, maths, STEM, and other subjects. Whereas leadership, critical thinking, public speaking, there is still room for those kind of subjects to be added into the school curriculum. So when those subjects are added to any national curriculum, that is where I feel that our job would have been achieved, or that is where I feel I would have come full circle. So these three things, when we are doing and what I'm manifesting, once they are done, I would still feel that we are almost approaching our goal, or we have done enough for the society.
Wow. Great manifestation. And I'm going to be with you on that journey, because I've been fighting for public speaking to be added to the curriculum in Ghana. I've been fighting this for years, and sometimes the ups and downs and stuff and the blah, blah, blah and stuff. I think that's great manifestation. And I also hold you accountable to that on your journey to greatness. This is the final part of it, and I just want you to bring your A game. This is the time to motivate the audience. Just give them some of the powerful things, experiences that you have. Inspire them so that whatever they want to do, maybe someone is stuck. Maybe there's that little girl in that village. There's that young boy in that community, local community, who thinks that there's no hope. There's that young woman who has finished university and there are no jobs. All of these people are listening to you. All of these great people are watching to see your final lapse of motivation for them. So, Shivansh, time is yours.
Thank you so much, Mustafa, for that great question. So as motivation, first thing that I would really, really like them to understand is people understand materialism as something which is earning money. But materialism also means the cost of you being liberated. So First is, even if you're fighting, even if you're doing any struggle, even if you are thinking that things are not going right, you never know when they become right. So keep struggling, because struggle is something that you will really miss once you are there. Once you are where you really wanted, you have enough amount of money with you, even enough amount of people working with you. Struggle is something those days you will miss. Say, for example, if you are going into an aeroplane or even in a train on shared basis versus you are sitting in the first class of a plane, you will really miss those days when you chit-chatted with other people when you sat in the economy class or even in the lower areas of the train. Because that time really made you feel how was the growth of your company like. So first thing that I would like to tell them is, don't treat struggle like something which is a taboo, or which is something that, oh, I'm struggling, the other person is not, or they are already doing well, they have an established family business or something. That's not the way to think of it. They have their own struggles, you have your own struggle. So A is accept, imbibe, and optimize the struggle, right? Like, be optimistic about it. Don't treat it like something which is negative. That's the first motivational step that I would like to give to the people who are listening to me. Second thing that I would really, really want them to understand is, have an end goal. It can be a goal based on your financial planning, that I want X amount of money to be with me by this year. You manifest it, you write it on your whiteboard, on your diary, on your softboard, and keep reciting it till you have not achieved it. That is the end goal game. And it doesn't only mean money, it can be number of people impacted. In my case, it can be number of projects taken. It can be incorporation of any XYZ thing into any curriculum or any activity. So have an end goal. That's the next advice I would like to give to all the people who are listening. And third thing is, do not be afraid or do not hesitate to ask for help. A lot of people, they hesitate. They are like, if I ask somebody for help, that's like an obligation. They'll not feel right. I'll have to pay them back. That's not always true. Selflessness and good people still exist. And more than that, the help that you're giving them, obviously, it is the life's nature that you will give it back to them in some or the other form. You'll not know, but you might have given it back to them already. And they might be doing a favor to you by helping you out with that particular thing. So helping is obviously mutual and goes on from both the ends. So those are the three pearls of wisdom that I would like to impart to the audience before I leave the stage.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Vansh, for honoring our invitation. This is the I Am Talk Cast, where we bring you inspiration, dose of motivation, and experience sharing from the great people across the globe. These are people you should watch out for. These are people who are pushing, who are taking initiatives on their own and making sure that they take care of themselves first. And then they are also having the heart to give back to community, the heart to pour to community, and to make sure that youth development is something that is in their minds, and anybody at all can make it from where he's coming from. He's achieved a lot, and he's yet to achieve more. So if you're at home, ask yourself this question: what can I do to also start moving? How can I change my mind to also create that opportunity, to also create that rapport? And I want to take this final from Joel Osteen, who says that you must make a decision that you are going to move on. It won't happen automatically. You will have to rise up and say, I don't care how hard this is. I don't care how disappointed I am. I am not going to let this get the best of me. I am moving on with my life, no matter what. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for coming. And I appreciate. Thank you.